This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I wondered if it was going to come. Come in, guys, come in. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first Blue Monday Live. This is insane. When Dave and I started the podcast, we never imagined that anyone would listen, let alone pay to come and see us. So we're really, really so pleased that you have all come today. I just want to have a little quick survey, just stick your hand up if you think you came the furthest today. Well, one at the front, one at the back. Amy, where did you come from? Leeds, Mrs. Nuts, where are you? Is that Harrogate, isn't it? Can anyone beat Harrogate? You at the back? Okay, Preston, good. Poland, all right. Always one, isn't there? Hey? Daryl?
Florida.
There we go. Well, hey. But Daryl, Alex.
Australia.
Australia. Someone came to Australia to see the live pod. Stand up, Alex. Round of applause for Alex, please. And can we also have a show of hands? We've been going for 4 years now. Has anybody listened to every single show? Unbelievable there. There we go at the back there. Dave just say, not even I am. He's been on all, he just gets them done and then erases it from his memory, doesn't it? So look, when we started the podcast, if I had have planned it out, I would have said, what I need now is a charismatic, intelligent, well-informed host who can talk. Would I be able to find one of them? I didn't think I could find. So I just frankly asked my mate Dave, but I got all of those things. I couldn't have got luckier. It was like a Marcus Stewart, George Burley type son. So ladies and gentlemen, please give a huge hand, founding member, the glue of the podcast, Mr. David Diamond. It's all right, isn't it, Dave?
That works, doesn't it?
Does that work?
Tell you what, it's a bit better than that bloody pod bunker, mate.
The pod bunker. God.
Sitting next to your flatmate's washing.
Okay. Some dubious washing in the podcast bunker. Right, we'll start with the news, and then we're going to do a bit on Derby, and then we'll get to today's game. We ordered the late equaliser. We put the order in. We didn't think it was going to come on time, but it did happen. We ordered that especially for you lot, so we should do a good pod. Dave, news first. Freddie Sears miscontrols a ball on the edge of the Norwich area, runs up to Tom Tribal. They bash their knees together. What's the only thing that could happen to Ipswich this season?
It's just shocking, mate, isn't it? Another ACL. I saw like three serious injuries like that in a season. Four with Fellaini, I think, with his ankle or whatever he's got.
And,
just sums
Morris
up our season,
well.
Mate. Horror show.
Ridiculous. So how does that affect Freddie going forward, and how does that affect the team? Just, can we just do a quick show of hands? Does anyone actually think that no Sears improves the team?
One in the back there.
Was that Will in the corner?
Oh, dear.
Are you sure?
But are we all generally pro-Sears here?
I think so.
Yeah.
Ben, so, I think it's going to have more impact. Let's face it. Look, I'd love to say otherwise. I think everyone accepts we're probably going to go down. So I think it's going to have more...
Really?
I think it's perhaps going to have more impact on the start of next season, don't you think?
Yeah, quite possibly.
Definitely.
We wish Freddie well, yeah. Obviously. Ipswich Town, Norwich City and Paul Lambert have all been charged by the EFL for, quote, failing to control their staff and players. Right. Right, this is split everybody, actually. Can we do a show of hands here? I want to know who was proud of Lambert and who was embarrassed by Lambert. So who was proud of Lambert for trying to face up to all of Norwich City? That's quite unanimous. Was anybody ashamed or embarrassed? Oh. Jordan, are you scratching there? Are you going to put your hand up? So, Dave, he's going to get charged. I think he had until Monday to put...
Appeal
it or explain his actions or whatnot. What's your view on the whole thing? And I think, especially having seen the Reading away game, you think he's going to be a miss on the touchline?
I think he will. I certainly think he will. I mean, he's been brilliant on the touchline. He's so animated. He's everything that Paul Hurst wasn't, let's face it. So he's going to be a miss. And it was always going to be that sort of flashpoint, wasn't it? The tackle from Nolan, was it, I think, right in front of the bench. It was a derby. Everyone was right before halftime. Everyone was up for it. And, it was just a sort of powder keg waiting to happen, really, wasn't it?
Are you in the... there was a bit of thought went into it, you know, try and take the heat away and put it on him?
Do you know what? I don't think so. Yeah, I think he just got caught up in the moment, I think. And we'll never know what was said, but seemingly something was said by their, I don't know, goalkeeping coach or something. I don't know.
Okay. Sears again, Dave. So Freddie Sears wins the EFL Goal of the Month for Sky Bet. I don't know whether that's the sympathy vote after he got the injury. Beats off Luke Freeman and Semi Ajayi. You like that, Ajayi?
Yeah,
absolute thunder bastard, though, at Villa. You think fair call on that one?
I think so, yeah. I think he could hold something like 44% of the vote. So decent number.
That was all this love, just voting.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Everyone voted 10 times.
Yeah, no. Deserved. Absolutely deserved.
Okay. Great stuff, though. Not too much news this week. So what we'll do, we'll try and get straight on to Derby now. So, Richard, if you are ready on cue. We put the shout out, I'm trying to think when it was, to get some other people involved. Basically, I was too lazy to do the preview show. We had a brilliant application from a wonderful guy, Mikey. He's been a great host on the podcast. So we're going to bring him up now to do the Derby review with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause, Mikey Penty-Smith. Rich, cut that. Mikey, why are you coming onto Baker Street?
Just always fancied boxing or darts.
It's one of the most partridge things I've ever seen.
I've got to say, Mikey, that would be the worst darts walk on music ever, mate, wouldn't it? It's dreadful, mate.
Let's go back to Wednesday night. I was with particularly low expectations for this, I must say, given Derby's kind of star power up front. Dave, interesting team selection. Let me just go through this. Give me your thoughts. So, obviously, no Chambers, Collins, or Skews. So, Bielkowski, Bree, Pennington, Knudsen is now not only a left-back but a centre-back. Mm-hmm. Kenlock in. Chalobah is holding in this sort of diamond midfield thing. Bishop Downs ahead of him. Judge in the 10 position. Quainer and Keane up front. What were your thoughts and... when you saw the team and this continued kind of narrow 4-4-2?
He's very narrow. I've always liked Knudsen at left centre-back. Admittedly, we've always seen him previously in a three, you know what I mean? But, I thought that was good. I mean, I think also it transpires that it was only the second time in five seasons or something that both Chambers and Skews haven't appeared. And which was the other game?
Reading nil. Ipswich 4. So, is it cause and effect here? Yeah?
I think so. So I think generally, you know, with what we had, I think we were all quite happy with that team. I certainly was.
So no skews. We've done this loads. Let's just get a straw poll on this. Are Ipswich better or worse without skews? We'll do a show of hands. This, I expect this to be split. Who think Ipswich are better without skews? That's a bit more than I expected. Who thinks Ipswich are worse without skews?
I'll tell you what, that's pretty...
Pretty... How many people abstained?
Joel, did you vote twice?
Loads of people.
It really depends on who he's playing ahead of. Because Chalobah was dropped the other week, so skews could play. And Chalobah brings a lot more to the team than skews does on the ball.
Okay. So Derby, Mikey, come with a slew of familiar faces. Old foes, Bradley Johnson, David Nugent, Tom Lawrence, Martin Waghorn. And for the second game running, an absolutely heinous start. Can you take me through this? Oh, was it more pathetic than the goal today? Probably not, actually. Anyway, I'll have to come up with a different word to describe today's goal against. But take me through the first goal in the Derby game.
So the first thing that I'd noticed happened was the ball was played back to Bartosz Białkowski, and I thought this would be like the Norwich game. He's just going to pump it long. Keane's going to get up and people are going to try and get around him. But no, he tries to play a clever pass to Miles Kenlock. I'm not sure there is such thing as a clever pass to Miles Kenlock, incidentally. And he got it wrong. The ball went straight out for a throw-in. And then there was still a couple of phases of play, but we were rattled.
They pushed right up then, didn't they?
And Wilson, I think, got on the ball. Clever player. We all stood off him. Eventually, the ball came back to Bradley Johnson, and he played a really nice little dink over to Holmes. Holmes got the ball across, and there was nobody marking Tom Lawrence. Scuffed his shot. Knudsen turned his back on it. And I think it went in via Bart's hand in off the post, and there we were again, same as Sunday.
On that goal, is anyone anti-Knudsen on that? I thought he was a little bit... I thought it was a bit of a freak goal, but I saw a lot on Twitter, he shouldn't turn his back, shouldn't turn his back. Who's blaming Knudsen for that goal? No? One at the front end, Timmy. Yeah. A little bit of a freak goal, I thought, but quite typical of our season. Dave, really similar pattern to the Norwich game after that. Ipswich get the territory and they're playing well in between the two boxes, but then not the quality to force any good chances. And then frankly, Derby could have gone 2-0 up with Tomori's chance just before half time. Give me your thoughts on the first half and how that played out.
I think we did all right considering you're 1-0 down within what, 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. I think we battled back really well, competed well, pressed well. Pretty much dominated the midfield, I think, for most of the game we did, really. So I think we showed a really, really positive reaction after the early goal, especially against Derby, because, you know, I was sitting up there and you think, well, you know, this could be anything now if they really, you know, really put the foot to the pedal. But no, I think we dug in first half and came out with it all really well.
You agree with that, Mikey?
Yeah, absolutely. When the goal went in, I thought this is going to be different to the Norwich game. I expected the Ipswich fans to maybe get on their backs a little bit after conceding so early again, but that didn't appear to happen. The atmosphere sounded fantastic. I was watching at home on iFollow, but yeah, I think they recovered just as well as they did against Norwich, if not better.
Dave, good start to the second half. Knudsen heads over. Bree gets into a great position but doesn't really want to shoot. And then, in the 52nd minute, John Nolan is ready to come on. Now, what nobody saw here is John Nolan, he just brushes Frank Lampard and there was a transfer of powers. Lampard's brilliance was and it's only when you touch Frank Lampard, it only lasts for about 2 minutes. Dave, what happened next?
Mate, who could have foresaw this? Well, it was a kind of goal. We were good at conceding. I think they had their free kick and I think it was King. I think Andy King sort of middle of our half, really.
He was crap, wasn't he?
He was awful, mate.
Premier League winner.
Dreadful, mate. Pass it square, I think, to Bogle, who then tried to pass it inside, I think, to Wilson, who I think had picked up a knock, certainly in the first half. He wasn't himself all night, really. But he eventually came off substitute, I think, soon after that. And great. What Nolan did well. Nolan anticipated really well. Won the ball. And for what perhaps I've been critical, I think other people have been critical with Nolan, is that sometimes he'll pass and doesn't follow his pass, but this time he passed to Quayner. Good from Quayner, but Nolan followed the pass. So Quayner drove at the Derby defence. And again, something that I think perhaps can go unnoticed, quite an unselfish run by Keane. Quayner released the ball at the right minute. And you've got to say, just inside the box, great finish. First time, really, I think it's only his second touch, apparently. It's a great finish.
Superb goal. And yeah. Then he turned back into John Nolan and stopped being Frank Lampard. On comes Nugent to make my tummy go funny. Is that curse over now? When was the last time Nugent scored? Middlesbrough 2015?
Don't you think when he fell on the ball?
2015, yeah.
When he fell on the ball in the penalty area, that was it. Curse done.
There you go. So Nugent comes on. Ipswich push on, though. Judge free kick on target. Knudsen with a right foot half volley that's going in the
Whack.
Top corner as well. Whack indeed. Off the line by Holmes. Pennington heads over. Chalobah just wide. And then I think, Mikey, when they bring in Bryson and Bennett, I thought they were the better side for the last sort of 15 minutes. Just shored them up. And yeah, the curse is over because... good save from Barton to Maury Shanks over. And then in the 91st minute, Nugent couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, heads against the bar. But I think pretty decent second half, Mike.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent. And considering the energy that was spent on Sunday, you look at Keane, I think it was the same today. I know he scored late, spoiler alert. His legs do seem to go a little bit.
They're all in the game.
My mum wasn't. She's here for you.
darling. Hello, Mrs. Smith.
But yeah, they...
Move on.
We were excellent in the second half against Derby.
Brutal. Right, you caught me off guard now. Am I blushing? Stu, can you turn the lights down, please? Dave, it's a little bit more direct, a little bit more narrow. And when we talk about Stoke, they were quite good at... going across and exploiting today.
Yeah.
But come on, this is much better than split centre-halves and just sheer panic and Luke Chambers shitting himself when he receives the ball. And, you know, the only out ball is a goal kick.
I think everyone would agree it's one of the best performances I've seen at Portman Road.
But talk to me about the system and the fact that he didn't do this earlier. Because I, for one, Bart at... Norwich was just a different guy with that frame of reference with an entire back four in front of him rather than...
And not under pressure to kick it.
Exactly, yeah. So just talk a bit about the shape and why do you think he didn't do this earlier?
I don't know, because I think a lot of, certainly me included, were calling for certainly two up front. It seemed blindingly obvious, really. Why he didn't do it, I really don't know. Obviously worked on something in training between, you'd think, between the Norwich game and the Derby games. I don't think Quayner was even... on the bench for...
He was injured at Norwich, yeah.
Oh, he had picked up an injury. Okay. But no, I thought certainly for the Derby game, they worked really well together as a two. And I thought, we were narrow, but we seem to... Well, we'll get on to today's game in a minute, but we seem to really want it, the Derby game. You know, again, we haven't been, you know, falling on those second balls a lot this season. And I think we pretty much, almost dominated that game. It's just the shape of the side, looked
great
for that game anyway.
Can we just do a quick show of hands again? Who's got the Derby performance as one of their top three performances of the season? Anybody?
But none.
Oh, yeah. Top two, anybody?
Yeah. Probably.
Anyone think Derby was the best performance of the season? One at the back there, couple. Yeah. Interesting. Swansea was a complete fluke though, wasn't it? Come on. I was there when Paul Hurst won shirt. Guy, can we get them done?
Yeah.
Awesome. Just quickly, when we started the podcast, before we even had Dave, we had to have some artwork, and my good friend Guy Club here did all of our wonderful artwork. You see, we just have a quick round of applause for Guy. He was literally there before Dave. Unbelievable scenes. Right, let's get on to today's game. And who are we bringing out now? Oh God, this was a bit of a poach job. So I'm driving home from a shift at work and I'm listening to Graham Blackburn's excellent Naked Footy show. And there was this guy, Joe, on there. And I'm like, oh, he's good, isn't he? He's quite smart. I think he might be smarter than me and we need to get Joe. So then, much to my joy, when we put the shout out for applications, Joe emailed and said he was a listener and liked to get involved. And we got him straight in there, Dave. So, and for any Football Manager players, this is your guy, ITFC Academy expert, does the stats for Football Manager for Ipswich Town. What a gig that is. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Fares. Mikey, he's Led Zeppelin'd your Baker Street, I'm afraid, there.
Where's the sax?
Joe, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Cheers, Ben. Good.
Any Football Manager players in the house? There we go. Absolutely plenty. Just tell us how this works and how much responsible you are for, I don't know, Andre Dizel having passing 14 or whatever it is.
He's about 19, I think.
Oh, okay. Great.
No, I basically get given guidelines to work within, which I have to... At the moment, our guidelines put us as a sort of bottom of the table championship club that I have to do this. So all on current ability wise, so all I can do is give us a bit of potential to hope that things will be better in the future. But
who's our best player on Football Manager?
I think it's still Bart at the moment. He had a big drop in the January window, but he's still ahead of everyone. Him and Emir Hughes, but you're not allowed to downgrade players when they're out injured, so...
Oh, okay, yeah. Joe, before we get on to the Stoke game, you were at the FA Cup youth tie against Watford on Tuesday. They'd had a good run, but they went out. Just talk to me a little bit about the youth team. Any young players we should look out for and just how the whole thing's looking at the moment?
The under-18s are a good size then, and in the middle of the park, you've got Idris Elmazouni and Armando Dobra, who are... the sort of key men, but the issue is we just made big mistakes. The keeper had a clearance to make and didn't know what to do with it and ended up passing it straight to a striker.
So the first team system is running through the club then?
Yeah. Basically, give away a goal, second one, striker gives the ball away, ball straight through, 2-0 down, and then 3-0 from a penalty, which looked 5 yards outside the box. And from that point on, we were just chasing it, trying to... I reckon we changed system about 12 times. You'd have run out of pages in your notebook if you were there watching the game while we went sort of 4-3-3, 3-5-2, 3-4-1-2, 3-4-3, 3-3-4.
All right, Paul Hurst.
Yeah, and it was just like that all game. And we got back into it. We got back to 3-1. We then a sort of corner came across and somehow the ball was on the goal line and our defender who was up there managed to head the ball away from goal. And from that point on, we just didn't get back into the game and... It's a bit disappointing because we're sort of top of the league where Watford are about 6th or 7th and they now go to the Youth Cup quarterfinals while we drop out.
And if you could give me one name from that youth system to bank on, who are you most excited about?
The bank on is probably Bailey Clements, but when you watch...
He came on against Barnet.
And he's been on the bench for the first team, but when you watch sort of Idris Elmazouni, you've got a little guy in there, Armando Dobra, who is probably 5'5", but... No one can tackle him when he runs with the ball. He is the one that if he makes it, he will make it.
And Clements is a fullback, yeah?
Yeah, left back.
Cool. Right. Thanks, Joe. Let's get on to today's action then. Mikey, pretty much unchanged for Town. So Bart in goal, Breve, Pennington, Knudsen, Kenlock, exactly the same. Chalobah, so that is Nolan in for Downs, Judge, Keane, Quainer. You agreeing with that? I don't know if Downs had any kind of knock or he was just taken out or Nolan keeps his place for his goal.
Yeah, I think Nolan deserved his place after his goal the other night. I know he didn't do much after the goal on the ball, but he did seem to be working hard and he does seem to suit that narrow midfield, offensively at least.
Dave, this Stoke team, this is ridiculous, isn't it? I don't know why they're so bad. So Butland in goal, Edwards, Bart, who... We could have done with really, couldn't we? Yeah. Martin, Zindi, Klukas across the back, Ryan Woods, Atibo, Allen, and this is amazing, right? I saw Harry from Bath, the great Harry from Bath, before the game, and I said, oh, do you think this is right? And he said, no. Ince will go out there and McLean will go out there. And then the game started, and exactly that happened. So Harry should have just tweaked my thing. So it ends up, Dave, with Ince kind of... A bit. It looked more 4-3-3, 4-5-1 in defence with Ince off to the right, McLean off to the left,
and Vokes the target man. I've got to say, I thought it's got to be the shortest central midfield partnership I've ever seen. I mean, combined, they're about 7 feet, weren't they? I mean, they're tiny, weren't they, those two? But, I particularly enjoyed just playing in front of me first half at Klukas. He's got a nice left foot, and he was bombing on, but certainly first half.
Play up. Against this narrow system is fun being a fullback, though, isn't it?
No, it really is, yeah.
Yeah. wasn't a great game, was it? I'm kind of pleased with the outcome, but yeah. Here we go. Edwards and Woods, 1-2 down the side at the beginning. Joe, Bielkowski is backpedaling from this cross, big style. Was that going in?
Didn't look like it was to me. He was sort of hovering across, and I think he got a hand to it, but it looked like it was going wide.
Nothing much. I've got McLean down the left. Deep cross nodded down. Allen slips it back to Ince, who blasts over left-footed. Can we just have this on Tom Ince, right? Hands up if Tom Ince is a show pony. Hands up if you think Tom Ince is a good player. Oh, not too bad. It's just the way he receives the ball. It's probably... Proper look
and,
at me
he,
player,
he
isn't
he? He wears his socks above his knee, Thierry Henry
oh,
style as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you need to have some chops to do that. Woods through Judge. Ref plays advantage here. Chalobah shoots low, straight at Butland, really. Etebo switches it out. McLean into Allen, comes inside Bree, 25-yarder, well over. Dave, at this point, and we were sat behind Nathan Jones, constantly doing that. This obvious when one fullback gets it, play it to the other. Do you think teams are going to start to work out this diamond quite quickly if we don't master it?
Yeah, I think they probably will, but you won't really come across many teams with the wide players such as, I'll say, Klukas, McLean, and obviously Tom Ince on the other side. So, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Nolan missed control, sweeping up in the box. McLean clatters him, yellow card for him. Right, big chance here on 33, Joe. Midfield absolutely nowhere, and Etebo just keeps landing on the ball in the deep midfield position. Out to Ince, loads of space, and forget what I just said, brilliant cross by Ince. And Vokes, middle of the box, has to score that, doesn't he?
Well, he's really stretching for the ball, isn't he? It's sort of coming over him, and he's trying to get head on it, and he's struggling. But that wide system we did struggle with, and I think it's because Nathan Jones has been with that diamond at Luton for the last sort of 2 or 3 years, and if there's anyone that can know the weaknesses of the system we're trying to play, it's a manager who's set up with that for all that time. And he just was trying to get the ball wide and get crosses in, and it was a brilliant cross.
Vokes sort of mistimed his jump. To me, it looked like he jumped early and just completely mistimed it. But should have scored.
Stoke counter, Edwards out to Ince. Three in the box here, and he swings the cross right across the goal with no touch. There's Stoker on top, it's fair to say. Lovely run by Bishop into the box, which that... right across the goal. Could he have had a shot on goal there, Mikey?
I mean, it's hard to see from the lower sub-bobby, but I did turn to Rich and I did say that, but then I also said, yeah, I'm being the expert after the event. Is it? Does Bishop really have that in his locker, that 25-yard shot on the move? I'm not sure.
I think there were a few occasions where we had chances to have a shot where it Kenlock in the second half, which I'm sure we'll come on to, where he tries to play it into the box, Bishop there. Bishop broke into the box into the second half, Judge at one point, where they all try and play that almost impossible pass rather than just have a dig at goal.
I mean, I think for that particular move where Bishop drives into the box, and you know, I thought it was a great ball across the 6-yard box. If you've got an out and out goal scorer in your side, they're gonna be there. They're gonna be right.
Billy Sharp, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Billy Sharp.
There you go.
41 minutes. I don't even want to talk about this. Who wants
I don't.
It just says on my pad, pathetic goal.
I didn't even see it.
Dave wasn't looking. Who wants to do it? So Danny Bart is going to hoof the ball forward, Joe. You take it up, and we're going to do a show of hands. We want blame here between Bart or Jonas, but you go ahead, Joe.
Well, there's a ball into the box, and there isn't even a Stoke striker on the scene, and sort of Pennington and Knudsen are just looking at each other. Bart, rather than come for the ball, is looking at both of them, and rather than anyone talk to each other, Knudsen ends up heading the ball over Bart's shoulder, and McLean almost looks embarrassed just to tap it into the goal, doesn't he?
Well, I'm glad he did, because at least it wasn't an own goal for Jonas.
But the goal was celebrated like it was an own goal, wasn't it? You know, when sort of the defenders put it in and everyone just sort of like meanders back to the halfway line. It was one of those. But
McLean looked embarrassed.
Personally, my first view was that Bart needed to come and clear that from about the halfway line.
Shall we go to the good people of the Blue Monday audience? So let's attribute blame, which us football fans love to. So Bart is coming and can see everything. Jonas is in the middle of the goal, and it's a pretty firm header back, so I will give the option of both. We'll give a Dave Dime, a bit of both. Bit of both, Ben. Who thinks Bart was at fault for that goal? Guy's a goalie.
It's another one.
Who thinks Jonas was at fault for that goal?
Oh, it's Bart, is it?
And who thinks both of them are at fault for that goal?
Oh, yeah.
And Pennington as well. There we go. Throw them all in there. It was an absolutely horrible goal and typical.
Shocker.
And worse than the Derby one, because at least the Derby one you can blame the deflection. But punctured the atmosphere. And hopefully all of you, your first thought was, oh, I hope that's not going to ruin the Blue Monday live show afterwards. If we live. Selfish.
I think I did hear most of the crowd sigh at that point.
Poor Blue Monday, guys. Judge, nice spin. Corner of the box, misses the target. And then Judge in the same position. Bit better here, Mikey. Curls it. And I thought for once, Keane and Quainer had actually got forward there. With Judge, he's having a lot of efforts at crosses and key passes and shots. This a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's the one with the final ball. Me and Dave were talking about this after the game because he does do a lot of bad crosses and he sometimes crosses and shoots from positions where he really should just be retaining possession. But when he gets it right, it's a goal-scoring opportunity because he really does whip a cross in. It's similar to Martin Waghorn, especially at the Norwich game.
Don't, because if we're debating exactly that with him that
worst
close.
Worst display of crossing.
We scored from his corner.
There we go. So first half comes to an end, Joe. They still stunk of Gary Rowett, didn't they?
It was the game was a 0-0 game written all over it. There was nothing really in it. Like I say, they'd almost gone reverted to type of going back to their system of put the wide men wide and knocking it long and trying to pick up second balls. And the number eight, I don't know what he was called, was
Etebo
was picking up every second
if you
ball.
Want Harry from Bath will tell you all his clubs and his shoe size.
But he was sort of controlling the game from the middle of the park and picking everything up, but he had such little quality on the ball that the game mirrored that. There was no quality in the game.
Dave, you're going to love this. 50th minute, beautiful surge by Bishop towards the edge of the box. Alan Judge lines up the free kick. Oh, right footer.
Great effort.
Crossbar.
Yes, fantastic.
Crossbar meets post.
I had a great view of it, but I think you said, Joe, it hit the angle, didn't it?
It seemed to hit the angle of crossbar and post.
Fantastic effort. Yeah,
Dave, talk to me about Bishop, because you love him, don't you?
Yeah.
Are we anywhere close to... I mean, what was the deal with his socks? Are they those stickers that... What was that? You know the Gareth Bale?
Dele Alli is it that has those as well, I think.
Yeah,
I
mean, Waghorn had a bit of that going.
Oh, they all do, don't they? Hey?
They seem to cut holes in them, but I did ask my friend I was there with, why do players do that? But is anyone any the wiser?
Because the
material used
for those socks sucks if you have big calves.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Whether you need a VPN to protect you while online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
He wasn't just going.
Have
for
we got
the
a translator in the house?
Hey, Daryl, I was going to say, Daryl, do you mean the Cleveland Cavs? What do you mean?
The ripped tights look. There we go. Yeah.
Dave, that's where I've been going wrong.
How close is Bishop to getting anything near to 14-15?
I have a brilliant stat from Stat. From Stat today, I think is Bishop's only still played 190 minutes for Ipswich in his career.
Is that right, Stat? Jesus.
But
Christ.
Does that count though? Because he went off after the 90th minute today.
Oh, there you go. Joe Fares, everybody. He's getting, obviously, the more game time he has, he's getting stronger and fit. He's come, but to me, he looks a lot stronger and he's sort of filled out a bit. You know, looks a lot
I think
more
he's
powerful.
I think he's a better player.
Oh,
now.
I think he is.
I don't remember him making many of those driving runs in the 14-15 season, personally.
No.
I thought he was more of a passer.
Yeah, I
but
think
now,
right.
now he gets kicked a lot. But he always gets straight back up.
He can withstand it now. He's bigger. Yeah, definitely.
And it's the recovery runs when he loses the ball as well. How quickly he gets back and how he wins the ball
back. That's a nightmare of a job, though, this tight midfield, isn't it? There was one where he was running towards me. And you know where you run and it's just like, God, I've got to cover my fullback again. I think Downs might be slightly better suited to that. But while Judge is there, Bishop's not getting anywhere near that 10 position, is there? Chalobah, I love Chalobah, but Chalobah starts to fade now after I've got 57 minutes giveaway. Allen out wide, McLean crosses, headed out to Etebo. He absolutely bloody larrups that one, Dave, over the top. 62, Jackson comes in for Quainer. Where are we on Quainer today? Anyone thumbs up for Quainer?
First half.
Yeah, he's all right, first half, yeah.
Anyone thumbs in the middle for Quainer?
Yeah, I think he's one of them. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anyone thumbs down for Quainer? Didn't have a good one today, did he?
Nice.
So Jackson comes in. Mikey Pace in behind, better suited to Keane knockdowns?
Perhaps, but Keane, he's strong in the air, but he doesn't really win flick-ons against big centre-backs. So it doesn't really work because Jackson, when he's got his back to goal, is pretty useless. And we didn't get we don't get Jackson in behind. So We just don't play to his strengths. Today would have suited Harrison.
Okay. Great run out of defence from Edward, 64, inside to Vokes, who skies that from inside the D. Joe, I've got 67. Ipswich losing energy and quality. Judge coming deeper and deeper. Kenlock and Chalobah struggling.
I also thought Jackson played quite deep as well. He seemed to be dropping deeper and deeper. And I think once Edwards came on, which is a bit later, they did go to a proper 4-3-3, but at that point we were playing 4-4-2 and Jackson was so deep. I thought Kenlock was poor all game really today.
He struggled badly.
He really struggled. I know he was exposed in the first half because he had a lot of lot of people on his side of the pitch and with no real support, but his distribution, his passing, his...
Dave?
Funny, I thought he did okay against Ince, really, because Ince is always...
There's only one way to find out, isn't there? Who thinks Kenlock played badly
bury me,
today?
Just bury me, go on, bury me. Oh, not super.
Who thinks Kenlock was good?
Davies. No, what about one of those?
You had too many in the Greyhound, I think, Dave.
Have one of those. I'm with Joe. I thought he struggled today.
Insult to your opinion, mate. It's wrong one.
Wrong as it may be. Corner. Ipswich build up a little bit of pressure around 75. Nolan shot, handball shout, nothing doing. On comes Benik Afobe for James McLean. So more of a kind of orthodox.
But they stuck him on the left wing, though, didn't they? He was having to chase back his runners on the left-hand side where he is an out-and-out striker, which surprised me that they didn't shift the shape around.
Interesting. Vokes, probably the worst shot of the day, nearly out for a throw in that one. Bree, Chalobah, great switch here. Judge inside to Kenlock. Davies in the box on
Shoot.
His left foot. Shoot, no conviction.
No conviction at all.
But he played well.
Apart from that shot. Apart from that shot, which was a bit of a scuff, a bit of a weak effort, I've got to say. But it's a bit like Dizelle's the other night, wasn't it? Didn't really good decision.
Scuffy.
Didn't get hold of
that
it.
That was a cross, though, wasn't it? He tried to cross it rather than shoot.
Do you think?
Definitely, yeah. There you go. Especially when you watch it back. But he should have shot.
Where we go in. Right, Edwards in for Nolan, and Edwards is going to sit out on the wing. Charlie Adam. Oh, my God. How much he doesn't care. I must admit, every time he got the ball, his left foot technique was sound, wasn't it, Dave?
Has he got the biggest shorts in football?
James has asked the question.
Is his shorts bigger than Shaqiri's shorts? What do we think? Show of hands. What do we think? His biggest shorts in the world, mate.
My God, he looked like a pub player, didn't he? Jesus Christ. I don't think the... Yeah.
Do you know he's younger than you?
Yeah, he isn't he? Jesus. That doesn't bode well, does it?
Glasgow's a tough upbringing, though, isn't it?
It is, to be fair. Good point. Where am I going? Edwards, good work down the right. Actually, someone beats his man, stands it up. Jackson on the volley over the top. Mikey, half chance, reasonable chance, should have hit the target?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he saw it very, very late. Rich was stood next to me and he said he thinks that Jackson wasn't expecting it. And I thought the Stoke defender may have got a touch on it. It was a difficult one. But respect him for going for the spectacular.
Shawcross on for Ince. What's the thinking behind that one, Joe?
Just to get another body at the back, because we were putting a few crosses in, so they thought they'd bring on an England international centre-back.
And here we go, guys.
That worked. That went well, didn't it?
Here we go, guys. 91. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Here comes Toto, everybody. It's not even in the script, thank you.
He loves it, Danny. Loves it.
The two guys behind me go, why are you bringing Nsiala on? They were kids. They were talking about FIFA stats, Shaley, all game, weren't they? They could tell you any FIFA stat. And I actually went, because he's massive. I actually turned around and said, and Joe, what happens next?
Well, he runs on. When the corner is taken, Lambert is like almost rugby tackling the fourth official to make sure he gets a sub made, and the fourth official's telling him to calm down. He's like, no, effing getting on is what I guess it happens. And then Judge just puts a deep corner across, and there's two people around Nsiala, but there's no one around Will Keane, who just rises up above like a salmon and just nods home effectively. And there's no one on him at all. There's no one on the post. It was quite an easy header from where he was.
Yeah, no one on the post was bad, wasn't it? Yeah, at that stage.
Mikey?
I spotted something. So I was looking at Nsiala when he came on, and I was thinking, I wonder
did
if
you touch Frank Lampard?
You touched Charlie Adam.
That'll slow you up.
So I'm still trying to imagine you with Charlie Adams. Charlie Adams with your hair. I can't get out of my head now.
Any player would look better with this
or
hair.
Or Ben in Charlie Adams shorts.
Well, yeah.
Can I just say, just quickly, I was in a hotel and someone sent me some weird tweet about, oh, if he just cut his hair, he'd be a better player. So I sent him a picture of Messi, Zlatan and Pirlo and said, yeah, long-haired players are really bad, aren't they? Anyway, this guy, enough of my Twitter wars, go on.
So I was thinking, Ryan Shawcross, Does he know who Nsiala is? Nobody really knows who Nsiala is, do they? Like, we're 24th in the championship, and he's a bit part centre back. And I was thinking they might think that this is a like for like substitution, and not realise until it's too late that he is enormous. And then right at the last minute, I saw one of the Stoke defenders, it might have been Shawcross, started pointing at Nsiala, and I think two of them went to Nsiala, and one of them was marking Will Keane.
But are they saying that did go somewhere.
But they're saying, is he far away or is he massive?
So the corner goes in and we get the equaliser, and the first thing everybody in the room said is, oh great, the Blue Monday show is going to be awesome tonight. But no, great, great to get a point. Just quickly before it ends, Adam puts one into the box. Up goes Vokes. Who thought that was going to go in? Right at the end, Vokes just past the post. Dave, summons up on that. I think, I don't know, speak for myself, we're all kind of at the acceptance point now and just enjoying positive signs and, you know, the North Stand singing and whatnot, and not really counting Rotherham's points or goal difference anymore. Give me a take on that today.
Yeah, I thought Ken Lock was pretty good.
Let it go.
No, Stoke just looked a lot sharper than Derby. I mean, I think we did play well against Derby, and we pressed Derby when we won a lot of the second ball against Derby, but Stoke just seemed more busy, more mobile, I think, especially in midfield. You know, the lads in midfield buzzed about and stuff. So yeah, it was a much tougher game today. And they've got some quality players. So to come out with a point, as I was saying to my George when we were sort of walking after the game, you know, points of these last two games, Derby and Stoke, you know, if we'd have been say middle of the table, you'd have said, yeah, they're pretty good performances, pretty good results. But obviously at this stage, just not enough, is it?
Joe, how do you counter this? Centre midfield is just constantly switching against the diamond.
It's difficult because it's such a hard role to play when you are the wide central midfielder, because you've got such a responsibility both defensively, attackingly, out wide, and it takes a lot of legs to play that role. And Bishop, like you're saying, it was his first 90 minutes since he was in the team in 2015, and him, Downs, Nolan, and you're probably going to need one other that are just going to need to rotate those roles through.
Even during a game, you know, give one 60 minutes
Downs,
and one
30. Downs, I think you're right. Downs is probably would give you the energy, but he hasn't perhaps got quite the same quality. No. Not yet, anyway.
You almost need to maybe start Downs and then you bring someone on with more quality to pick the lock later in the game, like we tried against Derby when Dizelle came on.
But right, yeah.
Dizelle doesn't have the physicality to play that role, so it is just, you've just got to try and get through it. They're tough roles to play, but...
Mikey, summons up?
Well, I thought it was... It maybe didn't seem like a great performance because of what it followed. It was a really good performance against Derby, a decent performance at Norwich. It was a little bit flat, I thought, today, but we ground out a point, and that's what teams do when they're staying up. incidentally, did everyone see who scored the equaliser at Rotherham for Sheffield Wednesday?
Who was it?
Dominic Iorfa.
No way!
Yes, way.
Sliding doors moment.
Oh, there we go. Right! Rich, are we ready for some CV game? We're going to give it a go. So if anyone's ever listened to the podcast and thought, oh, Dave, he sucks at the...
It's the worst game.
He sucks at the CV game. Well,
it's crap.
May I tell you now that anyone who's a host of the podcast or a journalist or in any way involved with this is not allowed to play. We have prizes. So we've got three rounds of the CV game. So if you look up at the projection, what we're going to do, we're going to bring up player one, and you know the rules. His clubs are going to come up one by one. Statman has got us some glorious prizes. Don't bring his first club up yet, Rich. What have we got? A wonderful Terrace. We're going to give away the Terrace Life Cup with the Terrace Life jacket. Joe, can you just flash that up? So third
go
prize.
On, go on, George.
We've got... two meals at the Greyhound for third prize. For second prize, we'll do the Terrace Life stuff. And check this shit out. Game players signed by Tom Van Hulsen is
game
the
changes.
First prize. What did I say? Players. Did I?
Rubbish.
They were game players, weren't they?
Did
they
I actually were. Say player? Yeah, there we go. The don't, Dutch. Don't right, so player. Here are the rules. Now, this is very important. We'll do them in the second half, Dave. It's fine. Here are the rules. If you want to play, when the club comes up, you need to shout bingo, right? Richard is the adjudicator. He will decide who shouted first. Any queries, go to Richard at IpsRich on Twitter. I am not involved in this in the slightest. You can only have one guess per round, okay? So if you want to guess, you might think I'm getting this on the first club. I don't know. You know, you might want to keep your powder dry. Does everybody know the rules? Yeah. So you need to name the player. If you want to give it, you want to give a guess, yell out bingo. We are on player one. Richard, are you ready? Player one, first club. We are playing for the Greyhound. First club, Stockport County.
Can't believe it. First one I've ever known.
Bingo.
First
one.
Rich, second club. Lincoln City. Andy Warren has got it. Third club. Wrexham. That's a loan. How do I get you alone? Fourth club, please, Richard. Grimsby Town. Oh, where did the bingo come from? Stand up, sir.
Is it Adam Proudlock?
It is not Adam Proudlock.
From Stockport. See
next club,
from.
Please, Richard. Chesterfield. Who stand up, sir?
George Santos.
It is not George Santos, sir. Who said bingo? Stand up. Justin. John Nolan!
Woo woo!
Justin, come up and get your prize. Shrewsbury Town, Ipswich Town, John Nolan. Mikey, can you give those to Justin, please? Two meals, actually two sets of meals.
He lives in Bristol, though. two meals at the Greyhound. What a just.
Unbelievable scenes. Good right. Man. That got competitive, didn't it? I'm enjoying this now. Right, you ready for player number two? We are playing for the Terrace Life Cup and jacket. Follow the Terrace Life on Twitter. Here we go. Club number one. No, Richard, club number two. Oh. Adam Judge. No. Moving on, next. Joe Fares has got it, if you can lip read. Next one, please, Richard. Stand up, sir. Stephen Hunt. Oh, outstanding work. What's your name, sir? Outstanding work there. And we get a Coventry klaxon for Rich, who obviously supports Coventry. Right, here we go. Yeah, that's going with it as well. Right, this one's quite hard, and we may be here a while, okay? So this is Game Changers, Tom Van Hulsen. What we'll do on this one, Rich, we'll just keep the animation going and just shout out if you think you've got it, okay? Here we go, club number one. Stoke City. Plymouth on loan. Arsenal. Sunderland, Sheffield Wednesday, Chamois, Niortais. Anyone French here? Nottingham Forest. Right, pause on that one. That one's important. Leeds United. Anyone want to guess? Next. Pompey. West Ham. Next one, Rich. Southend on loan. And here we come. Ipswich Town. Let's pause it there. Everyone have a look. Oh, shout out if you think you know. Say bingo.
Bingo.
Sir?
Lee Chapman.
Unbelievable. I thought I was going to have to mention Leslie Ash as well. Goodness me. Wonderful, wonderful. Swansea, Strumsgood set. Literally won the title for Howard Wilkinson and Leeds, 92-93. Guys, that is the end of the first act. What time are we? Go and have a pee. Go and buy a beer. If you go over to the table over there, there are 120 Blue Monday and Ipswich Town cupcakes. Now, these are free, but if you want to give a donation to Shaley, like a pound maybe. Don't feel you have to, but there is a cupcake for everybody over in the corner. And we're going to be back at 8, and our special guests have arrived. We'll have Stuart Watson and Andy Warren up in the second act. Thank you, everybody. Can we get some music?
From back to Stewart. Oh, he turns the defender sweetly. Round the goalkeeper and scores a magnificent goal at the top end.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nuggets and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.